Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you with us. We hope and trust that the day has gone well for you. As we're getting into the message tonight, wicked rulers, we're going to explore the scriptures and see what the controversy between men, and they come into judgment, that the judges may judge them. Then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Has that process changed here in America? Are we still the land of the free and the home of the brave? Are we still in the country where a man is innocent until proven guilty? Are we in a system that has guaranteed the rights of the poor as well as the rich? Does rich people have power over the justice system? Can they do things and get away, such as Enron, Xavier's, that have wreaked enormous sums of money by crooked dealings with the stock exchange system that's been developed? The masses that live here upon the earth, 97% of the masses are in poverty. 97%. 3% of the population of this earth own an amazing 95% of the wealth. That leaves 5% of the wealth to be distributed among the poverty-stricken people. Well, if you go from country to country, it gets worse and worse and worse. The United States actually is not at the top of that list where you would expect our nation, the most prosperous, the most industrious nation. We have more millionaires in America than any other country, and therein lies the problem. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This is because of wicked rulers. Those who have power are those who have authority over you. Now listen to the scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. Does the system that we have, does it punish evildoers and reward the righteous, or does it punish the righteous and reward the evildoers? That's my question tonight. In wicked rulers, if you don't have complete faith in the political system, if you're not sure that the person that you're going to send to the Congress or the Senate or just maybe your local magistrate or your mayor or your councilman, that they can take bribes and they're bought by powerful influence groups, and the higher you get into politics, the worse the temptation, or the more money is floated to buy the influence of the vote. And then with a media system that gives you false sense of how the polls and who's voting, they can call the election long before the polls close. These things ought to be against the law, but they're not. If there be a controversy between men and they come into judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Are we getting 100% of the book of Deuteronomy 25, verse 1? Are we still those people that believe in our constitutional rights, freedom of religion, freedom of expression? Are we still in that type of a government? First Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Is it possible for you to live honest in this world and in this system without cheating, without lying, without having to be forced to lie, to take handouts, you know, anything above, below $14,000 is considered below poverty. And do you know what the percentage is in America for those that make below $15,000 a year? Do you know the millions that are totally dependent on Social Security or SSI for their livelihood, to survive, to buy their medicine, and things of this nature? When we give away, for every person standing in Israel today, the books that have been tallied at the end of the year of 2001, it was determined that every man, woman, and child in Israel, the land we call Israel, a place where we believe that they are God's chosen people, every one of those received from America. While we have poor among us that don't get this, but everyone there, according to the aid package that was to be given to Israel. Now, I'm not saying that all these individuals got or collected the amount that I'm fixing to give you here, but it's a known fact to divide the money that has been sent to Israel on the top of the table, not the monies that is unaccounted for, and equipment and things of this nature that we transfer over to have an ally in the Middle East. Almost every man, woman, and child receives $15,000 a year just from our government, our support system. That's you and me. Somebody decided to send them $15,000 each, every man, woman, and child in Israel, while we have people on Social Security and SSI that don't even come close to be given anything. A system that will support the Indians coming in and buying up the motels and the hotels and the sleeping beds, if you was to use a tally of all the beds available in America to lay down in your mobile travel, and America is a traveling people. I've never seen a bead of people run to and fro. But you would be astounded at the figure of those who are of immigration blood coming in, foreigners we call them, that have some type of system. I don't know how it operates. Maybe you do. If you do, you need to tell me. I certainly don't understand it. How they can come in and get a small business loan with the type interest systems that I've heard tell that's available to them and only to them. Oh, you say that anybody can get a small business loan. You just have to follow the government procedures. And these people have become very adept at that. No, that's not it, ladies and gentlemen. That ain't it. We have many, many, many Americans here that would love to have a chance to get a loan to buy a motel downtown. You know, it's a rarity now. I mean, you just travel across the nation and you see the advantage that people who have had nothing to do with building this country, maintaining it, and paying the burden of the taxes, they can come in and they can wind up millionaires quicker than you can pay $230,000 if you're going to send your child to college for the cost of his schooling. And that's beside the tax you're going to pay and a burden you're going to support and all this other aid packages that goes across the sea to instances where I told you that it would equal to $15,000 for every man, woman, and child in the state of Israel to receive the aid that they get. And we got people here that's eating dog food, can't afford a decent meal, can't afford decent medicines, can't afford the major surgery operations. People die because they can't get a heart transplant, because they don't have the money to go through the expensive procedures, often in the range of $150,000 to $200,000 just for a heart transplant. I'm telling you, something ain't working here. Is it the wicked rulers? Is the system that they promise us? I mean, every election year, I get sick to my stomach. One lie, and all mudslinging, oh, this candidate didn't do this, and this one didn't do that. This one robbed this one, and this one did this. But then when the tally is made up, it is six of one, half a dozen the other. Said the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Oh, man. If that's the case, you talk about bringing back the death penalty. But, ladies and gentlemen, something's wrong. Something is wrong in this country. Is it the wicked rulers? Is it the system? Our system is supposed to be the only system in the world that's worked. It's worked for over 200 years. But suddenly, everything has been magnified to a point where now some people are beginning to get a vision that there is something wrong with our system. Have we placed too many amendments on our Constitution? Has the government grown too powerful in its intrusion into our daily walk in life? We have to have a license for this, a license for that, and yet the fundamental common laws do not grant all these intrusions. And you say, well, buddy, it has to be so that we can maintain law and order. I can understand that. The things have gotten so bad. Is it because of righteous rulers that things have gotten bad? If so, where did they go wrong? Or how can we deem or determine that they were righteous? But folks, the mess we've got ourselves into is because of the leaders that we have elected and brought forth to make judgments for us. Isaiah 16:5, listen to me. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth, and the tabernacle of David judging and seeking judgment and hastening righteousness. and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy extractors righteousness. That's why we call them peace officers. Keepers of the peace. To ensure that righteous judgment. But you know, someone can do a wicked crime and never do any time. Some man that never did the crime can get blamed. Yeah, this happens in our courts. So many injustices every day. Then our reasoning has a focus. Our morals and our standards have become so corrupt. As it says in Proverbs 19 and 12, the king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as the dew upon the grass. The king's wrath. Well, since when does the king take it upon himself as an individual to roar like a lion? When he is supposed to speak the will of the people. Now, I gave you the message last night, the will in heaven, and now I'm asking you tonight, is the will of God upon the earth in righteous people? Is there judgment? Is there righteous judgment? Can you obtain righteous judgment? Proverbs 20, verse 8, listen to me. A king that sits in the throne of judgment scatters all evil just with his eyes. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. Mercy and truth preserves the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. The king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh, as the rivers of water be returneth it whithersoever he will. The king's wrath that sitteth upon the throne. But it's the wise king that scatters the wicked. And now, when the kings rule, only the wicked surround the king. Wicked men with wicked agendas. Men caught daily in politics, stealing, plundering, taking advantage of the system. Unrighteous men. The downfall of many presidents that we've had in the past is because of the men around him. You're known by the company you keep. And yet it's the king or the president that takes the fall. Yeah, we ought to pray for our president. We ought to pray for those that have power and rulership over us. But the ones that we select should have a character and wisdom and knowledge to rule among us. What is the bottom line for kings today? Most of them retire on a pension. They have a lifetime support system. They have the Secret Service guards all of our ex-presidents. There is a, and these cost enormous sums of money. Enormous sums. Just for these things. The assets of just getting the office for 1 4-year term never end. I mean, the benefits. And it's on collected assets during the years. Every president retires, never hurts for money. They don't have to work. They can go on a speaking lecture circuit and demand enormous sums, usually $50,000 to $100,000 or more for each 1 hour lecture. to the elite around the country. Business, corporations, special interest groups, political functions, and things of this nature. They are very popular and make enormous sums of money after the fact. Shouldn't that money be shared with those who have to buy dog food just to survive for the month before they get that little $600, $700 a month check? That puts them far below the poverty level, and yet this country boasts of a system second to none when it's actually none to second. Because if you look at the ranking of where we stand in class, the United States is, I don't even think they're in the top 10 in the nations. I think they're far below that. I did know on the survey, but the United States per person per capita, that's what I'm talking about. We fall far short because the system is regulated and designed for the rich, the powerful, and the elite to live at the top of the pyramid. And the support system underneath it, the farther you go down, the less there is. And that's what the pyramid scheme is. These pyramid schemes are supposedly being outlawed and being pursued through prosecution by our government. And yet, our government itself works on the same principle. And it shouldn't do that. We've had so many amendments and laws for the character and the qualifications of those who rule over us. Like it says in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. Let me read it to you. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. But notice, here's the catch 22. Now it says to look for character and quality. Well, we're supposed to determine the character of the person that's running. They get up and make speeches and we look in their eyes and we try to read body language and things of this nature. But what if they get two snakes? One lesser snake than the other snake. What difference does it make? You're going to get a snake either way you vote. And that's the problem here in the system. We have come to where we cannot have anyone running for public office except those who are either bought or sold before they get in because of the enormous sums of money that they have to spend to get elected. Matter of fact, this millionaire, I think it was in Florida, I think he spent about $50 million of his own money, plus he raised over $100 million from the people just to get himself elected. That's buying the office, the way I see it. And money's the root of all evil. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Evil rulers is the subject. I'm coming back. Welcome back in here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We're talking about wicked rulers. When the wicked rule, the righteous hide themselves, the Bible said. In the book of Proverbs, Exodus chapter 23, verse 8, listen to me. Thou shalt take no gift, for the gift bindeth the wise, and perverteth the words of the righteous. A gift will change the character and the integrity of those receiving it. They become tied to the gift. In other words, you buy them for money. That's what it's meaning here. And it perverts the words of the righteous. They change their speech. They don't talk their real heart because many talk. So they justify the wicked or those and take bribes. And ladies and gentlemen, our system, I hate to say this, but it's full of bribes. Full of men that have sold out for filthy lucre. Where is the cause, the righteous cause? Where is people that love this country, that love to see its integrity? And righteousness served by the nation and the people that God knew. Listen to this scripture here. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 13. Take your wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. Listen to what it said. Take your wise men and men of understanding that are known among the tribes. And see, we have a democracy. But oftentimes, those who appear before us through the political process are those that have survived with large amounts of money to place themselves before us as they have spent tremendous sums. Now, where in the world can any congressman or senator that has spent a couple of $100 million to get elected, where in the hell, on a salary that he makes, around $100,000 a year, is he ever going to recoup that money? And most of them say, oh, we're serving, it's not an issue of money. And yet their hands are full of bribes, contracts given to companies. Yeah, they can get this money back in no time flat with the system. That's what's going on. That's what's wrong. Things are going to have to change. We're going to have to get back. Notice in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. We're going to have to come back to the old path. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over the people to be rulers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Cut it down to even little communities where 10 people would have to be governed by these type people. Take your wise men, men of understanding. Deuteronomy 16:18, judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which Yahweh hath given you throughout the tribes. They shall judge the people with just judgment. And thou shalt not wrestle the judgment, nor thou shalt not have respect of persons, and neither take a gift, for a gift blindeth the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shall thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahweh hath given you. Do we have anybody left? I mean, could a poor man run for office and get elected? Oh, yes, it happens every day, Pastor Betty. I know one of our representatives here for the 35th District, one of the finest women I've ever known, with a sound set of principles, and with so much truth it even hurt. That's the problem. We can't stand truth anymore. People don't want truth. They want to be told lies, and they want to sugarcoat and mask over the problems that are affecting this situation. And we go on and on and further the decay and the moral decline of our nation and people. And a poor person, such as this woman, running just on truth, telling the truth, exposing the large slush funds that are hidden in these accounts in government, right down to the city, the county, the state, and the federal. I mean, all this is known facts that they have these large trust funds hidden, drawing interest with the system that's set up. And ladies and gentlemen, something wrong here. They have two sets of books. Each system has two sets of books. One of those books is for the public to view. The other is for those who run the political system. And there is a big difference between what those two sets of books will tell you if you had access or knowledge. And this particular lady that ran up here in the 35th District of the state of Tennessee to be representative, she came in third out of three candidates running. She was third, of course, and she told more truth than the other two put together. And that goes to show you that people don't want truth. They want a lie, because the Bible said people love a lie, and they'll cast the truth to the ground, and they'll prosper. So if you want to prosper, tell a lie. If you don't speak the truth, somebody be picking you up out of the dirt, because that's where you're headed. This poor woman spent probably everything she'd raked and scraped, and all those few, she probably was the least funded person running for the 35th District here in the Congress, and the best qualified. And she only got 11% of the vote. The one that told the biggest lie, and been a liar, he's been in there lying ever since he got in there. He got about 51%. The other one got like 30 or 40, I don't know, out of the three candidates. So that goes to show you. People don't want any truth anymore. Perverting the truth, casting it to the ground. Lovers of a lie more than lovers of God. Gifts blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Gifts. What are these gifts? What's he talking about here? Large sums of money to vote not your conscience of righteousness and your wisdom, but vote with those that have the most money to buy your influence and your vote, whether it be good or bad. And if it's bad, sugarcoat and tell everybody it's good, and then the gum goyim will buy the lie. Cast the truth to the ground. But notice here in Deuteronomy 27:19, I hope you can really write this scripture down. If there's one scripture that you can take down tonight, please take this one down. It's in Deuteronomy 27:9. Cursed is he that perverts the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and all the people shall say amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know him that saith, vengeance is mine, I will repay. No wonder the Bible says in that day the rich, the powerful, and the elite will cast their silver and gold into the streets. All the bribes, the blood money that they've accepted to promote the evil. Because you see, evil people have more money than righteous people. And it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. That's the way the system is designed. That's the way it works. And if you want to prosper, get in with the evil system. And if you want to be cast to the ground, get the truth. That's where you'll go. But remember, cursed is he that perverts the judgment of the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and all the people shall say amen. Praise God. Cursed is he that perverts the judgment. You sure you're giving a righteous judgment here when you're so quick to judge? And then you wonder when the curses come upon you and they can't be cured. Ain't it wonderful that the rich have to die just like the poor? Ain't it wonderful that they can't take it with them? Ain't it wonderful that the wolves enter into their estates and their slush funds and their hidden money? And the fools, they are to leave it to those who will law it and fight for it and like a bunch of sharks feeding in a frenzy over the spoils that they leave behind. The widow. Oh, we love the widow. Just, you know, politicians run around this old thing, you know, they kiss all the babies and hug the widow women. Oh, yeah. Cursed is he that perverts the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Second, Samuel chapter 23, verse 3. We're talking about wicked leaders tonight. Do you know of any? You know any crooks? You know, the biggest crooks is the ones that get away with it. It's the ones that don't get caught. Every once in a while, they'll get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and they'll get a slap on the wrist. You know, and then we think, well, the system's working. Sometimes, wolves will eat their own. You take a she-wolf dog that is the dominant, well, we call them bitches, the female, the dominant female in the pack. You know what she does? She goes around to the dens of all the other females that are pregnant with babies, and when they have their babies, she will actually kill the other lesser dominant females so that her litter can rule and her genes can survive. That's why he said, cursed is he that perverts the judgment. There's a curse. We got down to the wolves. Paul said, beware, for after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in. We tend to trust too much in the wicked and persecute the righteous. The God of Israel saith, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Then he shall be the light of the morning, and the sun ariseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain. You just let a politician today try that and see how far he gets. We have had our senators and congressmen in high offices in the government elected to uphold our Constitution and our values and keep our nation on a good, sound financial footing. And yet when they want to right the wrongs that they can see, it's all obvious that you got in there. What could you do? You say, well, I'd restore integrity to the government. Well, you wouldn't last long. They would kill you and remove you like some good men and women of the past have tried to do, and they wound up dead, assassinated, murdered, murders mostly unsolved. Questions, I could name you presidents, senators, and congressmen that have disappeared. Former intelligence leaders and things of this nature that may perhaps know too much, were fixing to go public, or was fixing to ride an injustice in our government political system, and all of a sudden they come up missing. Dead. When the wicked rule, the righteous must hide themselves. Psalms 2 and 10, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, and be instructed, you judges of the earth. serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Give the king the judgments, O God, O righteousness of the king's son. He shall judge the people with righteousness and the poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. Oh, really? Is that the way our government's going today? You survive by playing the game. If you could walk down the halls of our institutions of higher service, our servants, the people that we elect to go to our nation and set the laws and set the examples and interpretate the laws and govern the business of our country. If you could just hide, be a fly on the wall, if you could just have access to the ears and the eyes of Almighty God and listen in to the bargaining and the corruption and the filth and the darkness of the agenda that goes on in a political arena. You would probably wouldn't get any sleep tonight for knowing what a land that we live in has gone to the extent that we've become worse than or equal to, and I opt for the former, worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Worse than any nation at any time in the history of the world that you can read about. Our nation leads in all areas of crime, perversion, immorality, and you could go on and on and on. We're number one. We're number one. And we're probably out to stay that way until the one that says, vengeance is mine, I will repay in a day, at a time that they think not. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a time of reckoning. You have to give an account. You have to reap what you sow. It doesn't seem like that now because there's no judgment. It just seems like that judgment is so slow, the wheels of justice turn so slow. And yet right now, maybe we are having the judgment and the wrath of Almighty God boiling to a point of eruption right under our feet right now. We don't know. The Father could split this nation in two with a mighty earthquake. The Father could bring this nation to its knees before the sun comes up in the morning. We would be crying and moaning and groaning for the wrath of the Almighty God had and if He pours it out in righteous vengeance for the cleansing of planet Earth. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 2. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. When transgressions increase in the land, the princes of wickedness rise up and rule. That's what it's saying in Proverbs 28, 2. For the transgressions of a land, when they become many, then many are the princes thereof. Who are these princes? Yeah, they wear the best suits, the best clothes, they have the best education, they got the biggest bank accounts, and all they have their mind on is to enlarge us. They don't care if they steal from the widows and take from the disadvantaged and give to those who have no right. We've got people coming in here taking over our country that don't have no right to be in here, but they're here. And then those who have the rights are then thrust out, mistreated, hit in the groin, if you will, by the judgments of a wicked and a transgressing land. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. Now listen to me now. If a nation comes to its knees and has to pay for its sins with the judgment of Almighty God, when the transgression of the land is full, then cometh the wrath of God to punish that nation, and no nation in the past has ever escaped the wrath of God that has forgot God. Every nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. And we're no exception. Our judgment is coming. It's due. It's overdue. The mercy of Almighty God has been prolonged. The prince that lacks understanding is a great oppressor. But he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. That's what the Bible said, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and Shepherd Scott. We're talking about wicked rulers in the land. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. I'll see you Monday night on Truth Radio at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Gary will perhaps be on WWCR. He or myself will be taking a show. Which one? We've got busy schedules this weekend. Both of us are traveling to meetings, and whichever one can become free at that moment will be on the show Sunday night at 5 o'clock Central Time. So we'll see you there on WWCR with the Shepherd's Call. And I'll see you Monday night again here, Yahweh willing, on the Shepherd's Call, and I will be on remote location, either myself or Dr. Gary. If he's home, he'll probably be taking the show Monday night. So anyway, we'll see you Monday night. This is a Friday, and today is, well, what is today? Well, today is, I guess, the 8th, praise Yahweh, the 8th of November. And we're moving right along in time here, praise Yahweh. And we will be seeing you on the radio down the line, Dr. Gary or myself, praise Yahweh. Stay tuned for that show. I'll see you also, praise Yahweh, on the replay at 7 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday. That's the Shepherd's Call at 7 Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio. If you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. If you would like to write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, or email me at Buddy, www.gap.net. That's Buddy at www.gap.net. Now, if you'd like to call my sponsor tonight, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320 for Miracle 2 Products. And we would appreciate if you would tell Jack or Dr. Gary that Pastor Buddy sent you and that you are a listener to the show. We appreciate all those that have called, written, sent offerings, or offered their support. You're very important to us. We're on here only because of you, and we hope and trust that our nation shall survive and that Yahweh will bless it and that His mercy will endure forever. Yahweh bless, Pastor Buddy. I'll see ya.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.